Welcome to Burning Bright, a weekly podcast presenting poetry and prose from Passenger. Sonnets. What the heck are sonnets? They're 14-line poems. They often have 10 syllables per line, and many are written in iambic pentameter. So the rhythm is something like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And a lot of them fall into one of two categories. Italian or Petrarchan sonnets, named after the Italian poet Francesco Petrarch, and English or Shakespearean sonnets, named after the English poet William Shakespeare. One of the main differences between the two, besides the language they were written in, of course, is the rhyme pattern. I'm sorry, sometimes that old English teacher voice in me just sneaks up to the surface. The reason I mention sonnets, though, is that April 23rd is the day we celebrate Shakespeare's birthday. It's probably also the day he died. The records back then weren't as precise as they are now. So here's a sonnet from the newest issue of Passenger. If you listen carefully, you'll hear a variation of standard sonnet rhyme patterns. This one is ABBA, CDDC, EFFE, and then the last two lines, GG, resolve the poem. Falling Star by Cheryl Corey. So here you are, it all comes down to this. You're not some figure painted on a Grecian urn, forever young and playing timbrels turn by turn. You had your chance, a genesis, as good as any. That breathless urgency of youth is gone. Well, what did you expect? So give yourself the time to self-reflect, or not, but face your new reality. Retired, you knew that it was bound to happen, by choice or fate's design. You've known success and failure, illness, grief, the loneliness, and pain of unfulfilled desire. But when will you accept that this is where you are? You blaze the western sky, a falling star. Cheryl A. Corey's sonnet, Falling Star. Did you hear that iambic pentameter rhythm? Will you accept that this is where you are? You blaze the western sky, a falling star. Next, New Progressive Lenses by Lana Ayres, also from Passenger's latest issue, issue 76. It doesn't follow the rules quite as strictly, but it's still a sonnet. My left eye sees only Monet, French ultramarine sunrise sky, cobalt blue pools of lilies, muffled shade where envy grows. The other eye knows Chagall, levitating cats, violins, bent backward brides who never think to ask, chickens big enough to ride. It was always raining inside with my old eyeglass prescription. Fallen apples and wood smoke choked my throat, my vision too watertight. Light isn't an answer. Light's a shipwreck. Lana Ayres' sonnet, New Progressive Lenses. And since we're celebrating the birthday of possibly the greatest poet in the English language, it seems the perfect time to announce the just-named winner of the 2024 Henry Morgenthau III Prize for a first book of poetry by a writer 70 or older. Winifred Hughes from Princeton, New Jersey. Well, she wasn't just named. People have probably been calling her Winifred or Winnie for decades. And wait, you're not even going to believe this. You may or may not remember that Burning Bright's theme a couple weeks ago was palindromes. I was just reading through Winnie's award-winning manuscript, and I found a poem that has the word palindrome in it. Here it is. The title's Dyslexic. Eyes won't track the pencil in the doctor's hand or on the spread page. Look where the D is tumbling into P. F and G bait each other with barbed hooks. Look what means the same right to left, slantwise, upside down. How did sounds get flattened? Round world into black scratches, jugglers dropped oranges and apples still spinning on the blank sheet. All the pith pounded out of them, eyes stammering for something real to look at, hand no thing to grip, words dance. Sith, this pot is top, but may be tub. Tomb is moot. We might not die as palindrome. So call it spelling. Cast that spell on the misspoken ones. Some of us born that way, some headed there. Dyslexic by Winifred Hughes, the just-announced winner of Passager's 2024 Morgenthau First Book of Poetry Award. You'll be able to buy Winnie's book beginning sometime next fall. To subscribe to or learn more about Passager and its commitment to writers over 50, go to passagerbooks.com. You can download Burning Bright from Spotify, Apple and Google Podcasts, and various other podcast apps. For Kendra, Mary, Christine, Roseanne, and the rest of the Passager staff, I'm John Shore.